states. See pharmacy for details.
Defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
That's all that matters. Let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff in town.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report today, Wednesday, August 31st, 2016. And we're coming to you from the RWB Network Studios in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So now batting number 15, Tim Tebow. It could happen. It could happen. He tried out for a bunch of scouts yesterday and reporters. He was crushing home runs, crushing them. He hit like 9 batting practice home runs. The problem was he was totally fooled by off-speed stuff. Not unlike a lot of real professional baseball players. Curveball, changeup, couldn't hit him, totally fooled. But he did run the 60-yard dash in 6.7 seconds. This guy's 255 pounds. I couldn't run to the fridge in under 7 seconds. But it sounds like he's going to play in the Fall Arizona League and then maybe head down to Latin America and play some winter ball. Someone's going to pick him up. Everyone's saying someone's going to pick him up. He is 29 years old, and he hasn't played competitively in 12 years. But the guy's a gamer. He's an athlete. He says it's not about the money. It's about following your dreams. That's a good message. All right. Let's get to today's headlines. First, President Obama's former physician says on CNN that Hillary should have her head examined. My guess is they won't find anything. Also, Donald Trump heads south of the border to meet with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto, but will he come back to the U.S. with Ford and Carrier in hand? And the State Department tells a U.S. district judge that they have discovered up to 30 previously deleted emails from Hillary Clinton's private server that may be related to Benghazi. What were they about? And is the House of Hillary cards about to collapse? We have all that, plus I have 3 brand new polls that you guys are going to like. I also want to talk about an endorsement from a somewhat unlikely never-Trumper. I want to go over that for a little bit. And we have to talk about one more public college that's wasting taxpayer money on social justice warrior demands. We have all that, plus your daily dose of common sense you can only find here on The Rhino Report. But first, let's start the show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country, with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. You want to say the pledge? You can say it for me. It takes about 10 seconds. Just record it on your phone in a WAV or MP3, MP4 file. Send it to me via email, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. We'll get you on air. Give me name and town, wherever you're from, and we'll give you a shout-out. Also, check out rhinoreport.com, rhinoreport.com. Sign up for the newsletter coming out tonight. You don't want to miss it. Tonight, and 2 new articles. One is up by Tina, getting a lot of attention, and Robert has a new one coming today. I'll get it up right after the show. Also, follow us on Twitter, at Rhino on Air, at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on Air. And you can like us on Facebook. Yeah, Facebook. Facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. We'll be back. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today. All right, welcome back to this Hump Day edition of the Rhino Report. Hopefully you're listening. I mean, I'm not sure if your kids went back to school yet. Here on Long Island, they're going back to school this week. Some of them trickled in, I think, Monday. It's very, very unusual for kids to go back to school in this area in August. Very unusual. That is only since the advent of Common Core. They've been adding a day or two to every school year, and no one's really said anything about it. But this year, after a couple of years of adding days, people are starting to say, hey, listen, these kids got no time off. They got almost no time off. Now, when you're in college, a lot of times you get out the end of April, early May, depending on your finals schedule and how long you want to hang out to party with the seniors. But this year, the kids around here, they got out of school. It was almost July 1st. I think their first full weekend off was that July 4th weekend. And here they are going back to school in August. Now, I know for some of you down in Florida and down in the South, you guys go back early because of the weather and the whole thing. But very, very unusual here. Parents aren't happy. They've been fighting Common Core here for a long time. Most of these school administrators, there's about 480 districts on Long Island. It's absolutely ridiculous. But most of them are against Common Core. I'd say 75% against, 25% for. But yeah, they're back to school, getting back to school this week. Hopefully you're listening, you dropped your kids off or picking them up or whatever, and you're having a good time. Remember to check out the old episodes this last week, the week before, the previous 9 months, whatever it's been. iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, iHeartRadio, all over. We're all over. You guys down there in Florida, I think they just upgraded this tropical depression to now a tropical storm. It would be Hermine if they just did that. Looks like it's going to hit the west coast of Florida, perhaps just north of Tampa, right? Between the Big Bend there and Tampa somewhere. And possibly right up the eastern seaboard. So we'll keep an eye on that, too. Not that it affects politics all that much, unless, who knows? Who knows? The rain in Louisiana, that has affected this race quite a bit, actually. It's one of those things we're going to point to, perhaps, in the future. Maybe not history books, but perhaps after November 8th, if Donald Trump is the victor, which right now it's looking like this is really close. We'll go over some polls later, but I got to tell you guys, it's really, really close. And Donald Trump heads down to Louisiana. He rolls up his sleeves and he gets to work helping. He does a presidential thing, something that we can't expect our own president to do, primarily because he doesn't believe he's a president. He believes he's a dictator. He believes he's a king. That's what he believes he is. In his own little warped mind, that's what Barack Obama thinks he is. So, who knows? If there's it shouldn't be widespread devastation from a tropical storm, but hey, if Donald Trump has to be there, I guarantee you he'll show up, and he'll show up with Mike Pence, and he'll show up with money, and he'll donate, and he'll help, because that's what Donald Trump does. He gets down and dirty. I've worked in construction for a long time. I've heard stories about Donald Trump, about what he does on construction sites. He doesn't just walk around. He gets engaged with the workers, which is one reason why a lot of union workers are leaning towards Trump, even though their bosses are leaning, well, not leaning, they're in the tank for Hillary. So we'll see what happens here. If you're down there in the Florida area, be careful. Be careful. Be safe. Get your generator gassed up, just in case you need that. I thought we were done talking about Anthony's wiener. I thought we were done. But maybe not, maybe not. There's some more stuff coming to light here. Apparently, he said his kid is something of a chick magnet. Yeah, he said his kid's a chick magnet. Now, I don't think it's all that appropriate to be sending pictures of your manhood next to your kid. I don't think that's a very appropriate thing. Apparently, Anthony Weiner does think that's appropriate. I don't think this is the only reason why Uma Abedin is leaving him either. I mean, if this was the reason, she would have done it back in 2011, whatever it was, when that first issue happened. Really, he should have just gotten rid of social media altogether. That would have been the best thing for him, and this just would have been a funny punchline that's now 5 years old. But no, at it again. He said in these tweets or these posts on Twitter that he only engaged in marital relations with Uma about once every 2 months. Once every 2 months. Well, she's traveling. She has a lot to do. You know, she's with Hillary, and I'm sure some of that's rubbing off on her. I don't think it makes her all that appealing or attractive. He gets a couple hours reprieve, he says here, when he drops his kid at his grandpa's after school, but it only bought him a couple hours. This gets weirder and weirder, but I don't think he's going to be running for mayor next year of New York City. That was a rumor. You know, when you come in fifth in a primary, now I could have come in fifth in the Democrat primary in New York City. I could have come in fifth. He comes in fifth, right? I don't think that's necessarily a prerequisite for running again. He only had 5% of the vote, but he was thinking about running again. He started to attack Donald Trump Jr. a little bit. There are some rumblings about Donald Trump Jr. Running for mayor. I don't think it will happen. If you want my gut opinion, I don't think it will happen. But you never know. Nothing with these Trumps is normal. Nothing is by the book. Nothing is predictable. What is predictable, though, is that Anthony Weiner will engage in some online tryst with somebody. All right. You guys know who John Legend is? I don't have no idea who this guy is. I consider myself to be, you know, somewhat of a relevant person. I'm engaged in relevant matters. I watch TV. I listen to music. I don't just throw on vinyl from 1960. Apparently, he's a singer-songwriter. He's worked with a lot of big names. He's standing up for Colin Kaepernick. Standing up for him. He calls our national anthem weak. He says it's a weak song, and that he thinks our national anthem should be America the Beautiful, right? Even though he says that he sings our national anthem very well, one of the best, he actually says in one of his tweets. You know, that's everyone's press secretary now is Twitter. Everyone's press secretary. He wants it to be America the Beautiful. Now, that's a nice song. I like that song. It's a good one. It's not our national anthem, but it's a decent song. He was tweeting out links to this article by The Intercept that was titled, Colin Kaepernick is Righter Than You Know. The National Anthem is a Celebration of Slavery. And that was the name of the article he was tweeting out. And then he references this third verse. This third verse that I don't think any of us ever knew about. This is like the hidden third verse in a Garth Brooks song, right? That Friends in Low Places. Everyone knows the hidden third verse. I don't think that Francis Scott Key thought this was going to be like a hidden track on the Star Spangled Banner. Crazy. Crazy. I don't know. If you know who John Legend is, I guess just stop buying his stuff. I don't know. He works with Jay-Z and some other people. I don't know. You know, remember, Kaepernick said that he's going to sit during this national anthem until the flag represents what it's supposed to represent. And I'm just curious what he thinks it should look like. What should our flag look like? That would be an interesting trend on Twitter. What does Colin Kaepernick think our flag should look like? Do we even want to know? But what we should do is we should include him in our Village of Idiots, right? With Lena Dunham and Samuel L. Jackson and Miley Cyrus and Cher and Al Sharpton and Nev Campbell and Rosie O'Donnell. Where are we going to put them all? Where are we going to put all these big personalities who are going to leave the country when Donald Trump wins? And yes, I said when Donald Trump wins. I'll give you the reasons why when we come back. You're listening to The Rhino Report on CRN.
It started at bunco night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Experience the romantic getaway you deserve at Maui's premier bed and breakfast, the Plantation Inn. With plantation-style architecture and decor combined with modern amenities such as dual rain showers and whirlpool hot tubs, guests relax in a tranquil oasis in the heart of Maui's historic Lahaina town. The inn is situated conveniently less than two blocks from Lahaina Harbor, as well as the famous Front Street, known for its range of shops, restaurants, gallery walks, and museums. The Plantation Inn is home to Gerard's Restaurant, voted Open Table's top most romantic restaurants in North America. Chef Gerard's contemporary island French cuisine consistently earned some of the highest ratings in Hawaii. Come discover why Hawaii magazine readers named the Plantation Inn number one best bed and breakfast in Hawaii. Visit theplantationinn.com or call us at 667-9225.
Do you still believe the old-fashioned notion you're free to withdraw your own cash from your own bank? Don't bank on it. Pat Boone here. You know, the truth is, if you have a bank account, you're a target of the government's new war against cash. According to The Secret War, a new white paper from the folks at Swiss America. Get a free copy now. It's a must-read for all of us. The Secret War.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Every day, governments are moving closer to outlawing cash to create a cashless society. No wonder banks are moving to limit cash withdrawals. No wonder banks must now spy on you and me for the government. Hope you'll take it from me, Pat Boone. You need to read The Secret War. It's free.
Call now, 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. Join me and Michael Horn on the PM Show Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, here on CRN Digital Talk. We talk about things in the sports world nobody else does. So listen in to me and Mike at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on CRN Digital Talk. And go to crntalk.com for more information on other showtimes. And don't forget to take us with you by downloading the CRN app on the App Store.
All right, it's confirmed. Confirmed Tropical Storm Hermine. So I just looked at my phone. Our phones are good for everything. We're all an expert in every field now. Right now, I am an expert in meteorology. All right. So who would be our mayor of Idiotville? Right? The people that are leaving if Trump wins. Well, they say if. I say when. Because I've seen the polls, and I've torn apart the polls, and I know what they're really telling you. Lena Dunham. Would she be the mayor of Idiotville? Samuel L. Jackson? Cher? John Stewart? I'm going to propose Whoopi Goldberg should run against Rosie O'Donnell, and then maybe we'll throw in Al Sharpton. How's that sound? Those three can run, and we'll see who wins there. Now, John Stewart has said he's going to leave the country when Trump wins. I'm not a huge fan of John Stewart's politics, but he is somebody that has been advocating for the medical benefits for the first responders at 9/11. Very few, if any, politicians have given this any sort of attention. There are thousands of first responders who are very, very sick still. Still, 15 years later, very sick. Many have died because of the debris and breathing in all that stuff from the towers. Now, he has been a champion of trying to get these bills passed that extend the funding year after year. So I can't dog him too much here, because that is something that's personal to me, being so close to where Ground Zero is. So I don't know if he's a total idiot. He may just be a little misguided in his political tilt. How about that? So we have a runoff between Al Sharpton and Rosie O'Donnell and Whoopi Goldberg. And the vice idiot, I don't know. Who would they pick? Probably Lena Dunham. Probably Lena Dunham. All right. Let's talk about another idiot. Let's talk about our president. Well, let's talk about his former doctor. How about that? His former doctor thinks that Hillary needs to have her head examined. Yeah, he said that. Dr. David Shiner said on CNN that he thinks she needs to have a neurological exam. And we've all seen the head bobbing. She looks like a bobble doll sometimes out there, right? They say in sports you've made it when they do a bobble doll giveaway. Could you imagine if someone did a bobblehead doll of Hillary Clinton? They'd be thrown in jail for it. They'd be thrown in jail. Oh, Loretta Lynch would make sure of that. She would absolutely make sure of that. He says, this doctor says that this letter from 2013 or whatever it is, it's just a letter. It doesn't show any specifics. She needs to have an exam in 2016 just to see what's going on, because we know that with football players and hockey players and anyone that hits their head repetitively, which I guess she seems to do, they have these problems that may extend beyond the 6 months after, the 9 months after, and that this would be a good time, seeing as how she's running for president, to make sure she's in tip-top condition. Well, she'll never agree to that. We all know that. She's too busy napping and fundraising. Tough work. Tough work hanging out in the Hamptons, fundraising. Gotta take a nap. Gotta take a nap, a little power nap, a four-day power nap. But he also says he doesn't want to get too partisan here. He says that Donald Trump should have an exam, too. He should have an exam, too. The letter we've seen, it's not well written. It was written in haste. Of course, NBC did this big report last week, right, that Trump's doctor only spent 5 minutes on the letter, and he wrote it while a limo that Trump sent was waiting for him. Ooh, devious stuff going on here. Devious stuff. That's what NBC. NBC refuses to investigate things like Benghazi or pay to play or, you know, anything like that. They don't want to investigate that stuff. We want to investigate how fast it took the doctor to write Donald Trump's health note. That's what we'll investigate. Now, that's NBC for you. I expect nothing less from them. But what he does say about Trump is that he has some concerns, and he wants to know Trump's height and weight. Yeah, he wants to know Trump's height and weight. So Hillary may be one fall away from a total disaster, but we have to know Trump's height and weight. He says he looks a little bit overweight to me. Well, welcome to America, doctor. Welcome to America. 60% of us are overweight. 60%. That's how he's got to play it, though, because he can't sound like he's saying, well, you know, Hillary, she's a... you know, a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. He can't say that. So we have to go after Trump's height and weight. You know, they say if you're like 5'9", that you should be like 158 pounds. That doesn't sound healthy to me. I mean, maybe I'm a little biased in this regard, but that doesn't sound healthy to me either. Gotta eat something. Gotta eat some New York pizza. Get that weight up a little bit. So, we'll see what happens with this. She's not going to release medical records. Never going to happen. Just like Donald Trump's not going to release his tax returns. We are going to be at a draw there. All right, when we come back, let's talk about these emails. 30 emails about Benghazi. 6 degrees of separation from prison for Hillary Clinton. And then we got to talk about what the Clinton camp is doing to try and get ready for these debates. We'll be back. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to get to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. And when something's good, you don't forget how good something good really is. It's the little things that count, like Columbo's salads. They're fresh, crisp, cold, and delicious every time. Service that's friendly, not fawny. Then there's Columbo's mouth-watering steaks, their flavor-filled fish specialty, and Columbo's crowd-pleasing Italian goodies, plus jazz every night. And don't forget the meatballs. At Columbo's, you can't forget how good something good really is, and it's all so affordable. That's why, when you really want Italian food, you've got to get to Columbo's, because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's. Mangia.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call and look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
Welcome back to the Rhino Report, this Wednesday edition. I am your host, the Rhino. I'm also your friend. I'm the one that's going to not leave you in Brazil if you ever get in trouble. Well, I'll try not to anyway. Every man for himself. All right, so on CNN, this Dr. David Shiner says that he thinks we should do a neurological test on Hillary Clinton to make sure there's nothing, you know, nothing a little out of whack here from all the time she's fallen and hit in her face. I propose the flashlight test. Very simple. It's covered under Obamacare. What we do is we take a flashlight and we stick it on one ear and we put our hand on the other side and see if we can see the light through it, which I'm pretty sure with Hillary Clinton, we'll be able to see that light. It'll be even brighter when it comes out. Even brighter. So that's what I propose. I think it's funny that right now, the Clinton campaign says nothing wrong with her, healthy as a horse, right? She is very, very healthy. We have doctor's notes to prove it. But let's fast forward like 6 months to when finally Chris Christie is the attorney general and he goes after Hillary and she gets indicted. Then it's going to be she's a very sick woman. She's very sick. Very sick. Can't go through prison, medical exemptions, the whole thing. They'll want to send her to the puzzle factory. Oh, man. All right. Enough of this. But maybe there's something going on here with these emails, right? We heard 30 emails, up to 30 emails, may have be related to Benghazi of the emails that she deleted. So she deleted 33,000 emails, apparently about yoga, right? I don't care if you are a yoga instructor and you teach 400 classes a week, you do not have 33,000 emails about yoga. I don't care if you invented yoga. You don't have that many emails about it. Well, apparently they were able to recover about 14,900 of them, and thanks to Judicial Watch, we're going to see what these deleted emails say. So here comes the Clinton lawsuit with BleachBit, right? It didn't work properly. So that'll be the response, right? BleachBit didn't work. It was BleachBit's fault. So there's 30 that reference Benghazi. We're not sure what they say about Benghazi. I imagine the FBI saw these. They might not just have said anything about it. And the judge, the U.S. District Judge, he said that the State Department has until the middle of September to release these, right? It's 30 emails. 30 emails. I go through 100 emails a day. 30 emails. And the State Department is saying, well, we're not sure if we can acquiesce. So the judge then says, come back to me in a week with details about why you can't have it done by the date I set. Now, if I'm the judge, I say, spend the week doing that. Spend the week going through these emails, redacting what you have to redact that's classified. Because they're just going to spend the week now thinking of excuses when they could have spent the week going through the emails. Unbelievable. Thank God for Judicial Watch, though. I mean, they go after this stuff. They really do. There's a lot of places that have shied away. Everyone's scared of being the next body in line behind the Clintons. Everyone's scared. I heard Alex Jones. I mean, he's another show host, right? He has a big show. He made some plea to the Clintons not to kill him last week or something. Very funny. Very funny. Yeah, so we'll see these emails. They'll come out like the day after Election Day. That's kind of what they're hoping for. The day after Election Day, then we'll see them all. We'll see them all. Oh, and then there'll be calls for a recount if she wins. Ah, forget it. Forget about it. All right. But what she has to worry about, besides the emails, besides Benghazi, besides falling down and hitting her face for maybe perhaps the final time, she's got to worry about this debate. She got a debate coming up September 26th against the Donald at Hofstra University in Hempstead, a beautiful town. I say that tongue-in-cheek. Hempstead, New York. And what are they doing to prepare? Now, we've heard a lot of stories that their main preparation is not going over the issues because they can't go over the issues. She loses on the issues. Jobs, terrorism, the economy, she loses. One, two, three. Three strikes, you're out. So she has to figure out a different way to try to change perception in the debate and try to make it look like Donald Trump is completely off his rocker and he's unhinged, because that's what they've been saying from the beginning. Even since either candidate was the presumptive nominee, the rhetoric was Donald Trump is unhinged. Now, the other 16 Republicans vying for the spot, they didn't help this at all. They didn't help it. In fact, they started it. But this is where the Clinton camp took over. They were fairly confident they were going to beat Bernie Sanders because they knew they would, right? We all found out a few weeks later. They all knew it was in the bag. They all knew. This whole thing was colluded. They win. They knew they were going to win. So they started their attack on Trump early about how unhinged he is. And that's what they're going to lean on in this debate. Donald Trump has to be very careful. He has to be very, very careful because he needs to stick to the issues. He needs to have a Chris Christie moment when Chris Christie just eviscerated Marco Rubio. That was the end of Rubio's campaign. I like Marco Rubio. I don't think he's a bad guy. In fact, I think he's a pretty good guy. But that ended his whole campaign. That was it. When Chris Christie looked at the TV and said, oh, there it is, the 25-second rehearsed speech, da-da-da-da-da, he was done. Rubio was done. So if Trump turns around and he says, hey, listen, my opponent wants to attack me personally, but I just want to help you, so I'll take this barrage for you to help you. That's how he has to respond. He has to kind of, you know, bite his lip a little bit. I know I'm a New Yorker. It's very, very hard to do. When somebody comes after you, your very first response is to punch him back. But he may have to kind of go easy on that a little bit. Now, they're enlisting the help of Tony Schwartz. He, of course, was the co-author of The Art of the Deal. And there's no love lost between Schwartz and Trump. He's related right in that book to putting lipstick on a pig, which, ironically enough, is kind of what we say about Hillary Clinton. And he said he had a deep sense of remorse for writing the book. And, you know, he says he portrayed Trump in a good way and he never should have. Da, 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 da. So they're looking to him to see what they have on Trump from 35 years ago. They also have 25. They have 25 investigators. 25 investigators looking into Trump's background. What can they dig up to get under his skin? Trump has to be very, very careful here. Because I know what his head is thinking. I know what he wants to do. Because I would do it. Hopefully, he's got a little better willpower than I do. But he's got to stick to the issues. If he can stick to the issues, and the American people just see that she's being mean, and she's being typical Hillary Clinton, crisis of conscience Hillary Clinton, he wins. All right, we'll go over Donald Trump's itinerary today. Plus, I want to respond to an endorsement from a never-Trumper if we have time. We have a lot to get to today, guys. Hang in there. You're listening to The Rhino Report.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items, and dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
Money is a big part of our lives, you know that. Each of us spends, saves, and invests money, but money is changing. Global currency changes are shifting trade like never before, transforming the dollar and impacting every asset we own. The U.S. dollar is now at risk. Swiss America's new 2016 World Money Report outlines what this means for your money and your retirement accounts. And the report is absolutely free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221. 7221.
Money is now made and lost faster than at any other time in history. Winning and losing often depends on what you know and when you know it.
Call now 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Free 2016 World Money Report today.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. We're talking about Hillary's debate prep. I mean, can she even stand for an hour and a half? You know they're going to want sitting debates where they sit in those stools, right? And then when the question gets asked, then they stand up, that town hall style format. She's going to have a really hard time standing for 90 minutes, which is a terrible thing to have to say about a possible president, right? Well, they're enlisting the help of some psychological experts that are trying to figure out how to get under Donald's skin, and they figure that they can talk about his hands a little bit, right? Because his hands bothered him when Rubio said he had small hands. That may have been one of the dumbest things Rubio said, talking about his hands. Did Trump come unhinged when he said, that he thinks it means he has a small something else? I can guarantee there's no problem there. Yeah, that's not unhinged. That was just an inexperienced Trump trying not to punch back, but still punching back. That was him holding back. That was like he had no control over his right arm. he had no control over it. But so we'll see. We know they can't debate the issues. They can't debate the economy. The economy sucks. There's no other way to say it. Jobs are terrible. They're going to say 4.9 unemployment rate until they're blue in the face. Doesn't matter. The real number is closer to 25%. Those who have fallen off the rolls, who are no longer looking for work, who are no longer collecting benefits, that's the real number. One in four families does not have a working person in the family right now. They can't debate the economy. They can't debate terrorism. The Clintons lose there. They can't debate the Russian reset button and Iran. So they have to stick to trying to get under Trump's skin. He just has to be the bigger man here. That's the only way I can say it. That's the best way to say it. He needs to be the bigger man. So what else do we have here? We have to talk about last night's rally. I'm seeing on Twitter last night that Everett Washington was trending. Has Everett Washington ever trended before? I don't think so. So this, of course, was Trump's rally there. And I'm watching some of the tweets go through. I'm watching a few of them. And there are people from the left tweeting, there's nobody there. Nobody there. The arena is empty. Nobody wants to see Donald Trump. And if you looked at a few of these tweets, they were aimed all the way at the sky at these upper deck seats that were roped off that people weren't allowed to sit in anyway. That's what they were. And there were some other tweets out there with the line. The line was 6 blocks long. 6 blocks long to get in to see Donald Trump in Washington. A liberal bastion. 6 blocks long. But they're showing you the pictures. I'm telling you, it was a section all the way at the top above. It was above, behind him. It was like 8 or 9 rows that were roped off that no one could be in. I'm sure Secret Service roped it off or whatever it was. But that's what they showed you. Nobody here. And they showed you pictures from like 8 hours beforehand when there were like 2 people there. They'll try anything because Hillary's drawn dozens. She's drawing dozens and dozens of people. You know, last night he went on the attack, though, in this rally. I'm sort of glad Fox cut into it. He says the Republican Party is the party of Abraham Lincoln. Not bad. Now, that's something, of course, we all know, but it's not something that the Republicans go to enough. They need to go there more and explain why that's important. He also says the party is also the party of freedom, equality, and opportunity, and the Democrat Party is the party of slavery, the party of Jim Crow, and the party of opposition. Finally going after it. Finally. Is he the first presidential candidate to do this in like 70 years? Unreal. Finally going there, and it's paying off. It's paying off in spades for him. He's got, I think the latest poll I saw was about 10-12% of the African-American vote. Much more. Double what Romney or McCain got. Crazy. So we did this rally. He jets off to Mexico. We're going to meet with the president of Mexico, President Nieto, right? And right away, the Hillary camp, they're saying, he's just this political stunt. Doesn't mean anything. Why is he even going there? Well, it's because he's facing what he says. He's manning up. We're going to build a wall, and Mexico is going to pay for it. We're going to take back jobs. We're going to take back the companies that left. And not only that, but now I'm going to talk to this guy face to face and show him that I mean business. Has Obama ever done that? Or does he just send John Kerry to spit out a bunch of platitudes every now and then? Huh? Well, Trump's down there. He's having this meeting. Now, both people, Trump and President Nieto, said that the invitation was extended by the Mexican president, and Donald Trump accepted. Now, Chris Christie was probably in his ear about this. Back in 2014, Chris Christie did visit the Mexican president. He heard they had some good burritos. They wanted to go check it out. That's why Chris Christie went. But they're calling it a political stunt. Vicente Fox is saying he's not welcome there. This all comes just before Trump's immigration speech tonight. This is what everyone's looking forward to. Did he change his stance? Will this meeting with the Mexican president change his stance? Well, the answer to that is probably no. Probably no. The question here is always, what do you do with the babies who were born to illegals? That's always the big question. No one's debating whether or not we need to throw out the criminals. They need to go. They shouldn't even still be here. And we need to get rid of sanctuary cities. The overwhelming majority of people believe those two things. It's the other thing that people are looking at. What do we do with the anchor babies? What's the issue there? How do we solve that? Hopefully Donald Trump has an answer. We'll be back with a couple of new polls and one college you shouldn't go to if you, well, you just shouldn't go there.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Mortgage rates are at all-time lows. If you have not refinanced your current mortgage in the last few years, you could be losing thousands of dollars a year by paying too high of an APR. And the place to call is LendingTree to find out how low you can go. We can match you with lenders offering some of the lowest rates APRs available. Some APRs are lower than 3%. Imagine how much money you can save every month if your current mortgage is at 6% or higher. And all it takes is one free call to LendingTree to match you with a lender who may be able to lower your current home mortgage rate. Learn how to potentially save thousands by refinancing your current mortgage. Call LendingTree right now. NMLS 1136.
800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. That's 800-628-5067.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, welcome back to the show. While Hillary Clinton's taking another siesta, Donald Trump's in Mexico talking to heads of state. Hillary Clinton's talking to celebrities on estates in the Hamptons. Very few rallies for her in the coming days here. She's playing prevent and defense. That's what this is. She's playing a prevent and defense. Doesn't always work. It works, 15 seconds of a game? Doesn't work. You can't play pre-vet in the first quarter. Doesn't work that way. But no one has ever accused them of being very smart. So hopefully Donald Trump comes back, makes a good speech tonight, clears everything up, and then we can move forward. The mainstream media has very little to pick on here. Very little to pick on. So they're going to go after things he said at the beginning of the primary. Well, listen, they know this as well as anybody. They just don't want you to think they know this. The primary is all about getting at your base, ginning up the base, saying what the base wants to hear, because the base are the ones who go out and vote in primaries. That's just how it is. So you're going to have to make a pivot. You're going to have to change some things around, but you got to keep some things in there also that the base liked. Very simple. This has been going on for a lot of years. This is not new. Well, mainstream media wants to say, well, he told his base this thing, or he made this big, you know, this big softening in his immigration stance. He hasn't really had an immigration stance. Building a wall is not an immigration stance. Kicking out criminals is not an immigration stance. That's common sense. So Don't listen to anything you hear on mainstream media. Please, it's terrible. Absolutely terrible. The last 12 months have been a dumpster fire for mainstream media. Remember CNN, what, 2 weeks ago? What's that guy's name? Chris Cuomo, whatever his name is. He said, we've done everything we could to help Hillary Clinton. They said that on air. On air. It wasn't an open microphone. It wasn't a slip up to a reporter. He was looking into the camera, the thing that pays him all the money he gets, and said that to the viewers. Take everything they say and just throw it out. Forget a grain of salt. Grain of salt is gone. Throw it out. Throw it out. All right. I had this article I wanted to talk about out of the Colorado Statesman about a prominent never-Trumper that is now supporting Donald Trump and her reasons why. I don't have enough time to get into it today because I think it's important. I think her message is important. And it's not abandoning her ideals as a big-time conservative, as a never-Trumper. The point she makes at the end is very appropriate, and I want to talk about it, and I think a lot of people should hear what she has to say as to why she's decided to now back Donald Trump. So I think we're going to save that for tomorrow. There's just not enough time today. So that'll be in tomorrow's show. You don't want to miss that if you're a never-Trumper. You want to hear her reasons. But first, let's get to this University of North Dakota, all right? They are now opening up housing. Well, they're calling it Social Justice Living Learning Community. That's what it's called. You can live in the Social Justice Living Learning Community. Gender-inclusive housing assignments with people they feel comfortable without consideration to the individual sex, gender expression, race, disability, ethnicity, color, creed, national origin, what they like to eat in the breakfast, you know, from in the morning for breakfast. Doesn't matter. This is public money being spent here on social justice issues. A public college. We've seen this happen at the University of Missouri. Their enrollment is down 50% this year. Parents don't want to send their kids there. These social justice warriors, they are a powder keg. And it doesn't matter what sets them off. Something will set them off. All right, guys, that's it for today. Hope you had a good time. A big thank you to all of those serving our country at home and abroad, and a huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Keep up the hard work. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. And until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out. I'm back in the New York.